Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
The ending silly. 0344 499 1000. This is the radio show that Limmy will not be appearing on. Limmy will not be appearing on this show, and it has to say, Limmy's fans are furious with me. Furious with me. Here's the latest tweet from someone called John Ass. Don't know if that's their real name. It's an unusual surname, Ass. But I was taught never make fun of people's names. Catherine Boyle Underbum, because it's not nice, because people can make fun of your name. Some people have strange names. Maybe Ass is a surname. John Ass says, shut up.
Oh.
If you're not going to properly arrange something, don't bitch when it falls through. Saying he should come on the show doesn't set a date and time. Then it calls me a winker. So I've replied that he told me he was definitely coming on, which he did. Limmy said definitely. I've got DMs. I can screenshot the DMs. He said he was definitely coming on. He's not coming on. I'm not. Listen, it's not. I don't make the rules. He's let me down. He's let you down, dear listener. But more importantly, he's let himself down, and that's fine. I don't know how he sleeps at night.
Well,
but he does.
He's big time now, isn't he?
Yeah, we go. Once a boozer, always a boozer.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What I say. That's what I say. Not necessarily in connection with that, but that's certainly what I say. Good evening, dear listener. The late night alternative. I have no idea what day it is.
It's Tuesday.
Thank you.
And it's St. George's Day.
Happy St. George's Day. It's St. George's Day. And today we are celebrating the magic of St. George. Have you got your St. George's cross hanging out of your window? I hope so. Is it on the back of your car? I hope so. Happy St. George's Day. It's bloody marvellous. I bloody love St. George. I love the bugger. St. George. Happy St. George's Day. I kick a football for St. George. I play the darts in the boozer. I'm drinking a beer, go to the park. I smoke a vape machine. Happy St. George's. I have rice pudding for my dessert. Happy St. George's Day.
What did you have for your first fish and chips?
I had the fish and the chips. Then I have a rice pudding to celebrate St. George's Day. And then I go and tug one out to bloody Sam Fox.
Oh.
Britain, happy St. George's Day. Sam Fox boobies. Lindo Lasadi's boobies. Happy St. George's Day. Happy St. George's Day to everybody involved in that. Who cares?
Oh, but what about some... we also wait to Paddy's Day and St. Andrew's Day and the Welsh one, David. We don't do St. George's because it's political.
We don't do it because it's boring. And we don't really do St. Andrew's or St. David's either, because they're nothing. We do St. Patrick's because Guinness sponsor it. That's what, the only reason St. Patrick's Day is a thing is because Guinness went behind it. That's why Father Christmas is red, because of Coca-Cola. You get a drinks company behind it, you got a thing. St. George's Day, have a word with blooming PG Tips. Have a word with PG Tips. Get them to sponsor it. Or Skull. Or something. Get them to sponsor it. It's the only reason. The only reason we do St. Patrick's Day is because Guinness got behind it. No one cares. We don't not do it because of political correctness. We don't not do St George's Day because of the Muslims. We don't not do it because of Europe. We don't do it because it's boring and no one gives a stuff. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Honestly, who cares about St George's Day? No one. The people that think they care because they think they can't do certain things, like they think they can't fly the flag of St George, which you can. Someone then finds a story from the Daily Mail about someone who was told to remove their flag of St George because it offended the local Pakistani things. Well, then when you read the story a little bit more, you realise that it was actually too big and it's put up without planning permission and it's in a place that's actually dangerous. That's what those stories always are. It's like Winterval. Can't say Christmas because of them. You upset the Muslims. Call it Winterval. No, it's not. It's just some councillor. It's all bullshine. No one cares about St George's Day, except for Tommy Robinson, who sat at home with a boner all day, and he's painting the flag of St George on his balls.
My family always celebrate on this day every single year.
Well, but in that case,
do you know why?
I take back everything I just said. Go on.
Do you know why? It's my sister's birthday.
In that case,
it's Vic's Day.
Everything I took back, I'm pushing it back out there, and I'm pushing it even further onto the table of roulette, which is this show. Should we take a phone call?
Yeah.
Strong vibe tonight, very strong vibe. Let's go to Damo. Good evening, Damo.
Hey, good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Hello, Damo.
Strong vibe.
How are we doing?
Very, very, very strong vibe.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to.
Which is slowly seeping through the hole in the floor, Damo. Let's try and grab onto that vibe. What have you got for us?
Okay, shall I quieten down my voice?
Quieten down your voice. Have you had a few drinks? Have you had a few drinks today for St. David?
St. David?
Yeah, because this guy's so drunk, he's been drinking for the wrong saint. That's how drunk this guy is.
In respect of St. David. Yeah. Well, I wanted to phone you to say I love you and I love Kath.
Okay.
Thanks.
Is that it?
Kath has got the most beautiful telephone voice in
the world. Telephone voice. Interesting there. He said telephone voice. When have you spoken to Catherine on the telephone, Damo?
Well,
because she's on the radio. She's got horrible, what he's saying is horrible radio voice, great telephone voice. Have you ever considered reception work?
She's got a wonderful radio voice.
Oh, even Chamba drunk. How does that make you feel, Catherine?
At home?
No.
If I was single, I would marry her.
Well, what if she... Well, hang on a minute.
My husband might have something to say about
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Thank you. And also, you sound disgusting. I wouldn't let my best mate marry you. I would be like who's the dirty little man? The pervert. The little man is a pervert. He's tiny.
What, the geezer off?
Little man. He's a dirty. He's a me too-er. What's his name? Hoffman. I would be like Hoffman at the end of Midnight Cowboy when he... No, not Midnight Cowboy. The one with the lady, the old, oh, Mr. Robinson, I just came in my pants. What's that one called?
The Graduate.
Yes. Don't marry him. I don't want you to marry me, but don't marry this guy.
Well,
a jerk.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend, Catherine. I don't mean to offend.
Here's a question for you, although I've just given you the answer, Damo, but I think you're so drunk you won't know it. Can you name two Dustin Hoffman films that end with him sat at the back of a bus? Literally just told you the answer.
Rain Man and... I can't think of...
Thanks so much, you're cool. Literally gave you the answer. If anyone else wants to play, what are the two films that end with Dustin Hoffman sat at the back of a bus? 0344-499-1000.
But still, his judgment in women was spot on.
Who, Dustin Hoffman?
No. My future husband, Damo.
Got the rhythm.
Oh, you've broken it. You've broken it. Right.
Don't mind, okay. I can fix that.
That's awkward.
Like any good drummer. Got another stick. Hey, listen, we're going to do something we've never done before. Could be dangerous, OK? So I went round my sister's Christmas. Hang on. I've got stuff in my bag. Oh, I left the bell in the car. Doesn't matter. And she had posted through her letterbox a CD.
Oh, yeah.
Not this one, that's Nick Jones. She didn't have a... She'd had that posted through her letterbox.
Okay. Oh, right.
It's a Jesus CD. Can you describe it to the boys and girls listening at home?
It's a homemade CD, and it's been decorated with a red pen, yeah. And it says... Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, Lord God, and then
it's not swearing. It's not even swearing. We
and
can
then
say
it has some writing on it. I think in Hebrew.
Yeah,
it says Hallelujah. That's in English, but the rest of it is in Hebrew.
No, it doesn't say Hallelujah. Read it again. What does it say?
Hallelujah.
That's what it says. It says Hallelujah with a YAH at the end.
And an exclamation mark.
I haven't played it. If I'm honest, I forgot I had it. I had to give my sister a membership card to get that.
I've seen these before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
If she lives kind of South London, South East London-ish. Anyone else get one of these through their letterbox? Either in, I'm guessing it's a local local person doing it. I can't imagine it's a national thing. I've certainly never got one.
There was it. I think it was in... When we were working at Three Counties, I'm pretty sure some people got these through their doors in Luton.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to play a little bit of it in a second. I'm going to take that to Sam during the break, and we're going to play some of it, and we're going to see... We're just going to see what's on there, guys. We're just going to see what's on there. It could be anything. I just don't know what's on there. So what we're going to do is we're going to play it, and we're going to play the CD, and we're going to see what's on there in a second.
I hope it's the Cliff's Christian canon.
Aye. Cliff's got canons? Wow. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
The CD doesn't work. It may be a data CD. Can we do it on your computer tomorrow? Where I'll bring in my disk drive.
Well, what if it inseminates
well,
me?
Well, this is why I don't want to do it on mine. So we'll do it on your computer tomorrow. By the way, guys, we have had to fill in 133... membership cards because the merch sale has gone insane. 133 orders. 133. We've signed them all. We've numbered them all. Tomorrow, we are writing your names on them and then laminating them. And then they will be sent out. Probably Thursday they're going to be sent out. This is. Please don't order any more merch.
No.
Because, it's just doing my nut in, if I'm completely honest. Also haven't got enough laminate wallets. Need to get a few more. So I saw something today that I never thought I'd see. I saw a woman mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
But with a difference.
Mm-hmm. With her teeth?
She had a robot lawnmower.
Nice.
But so it's a little, like a little disc, like a little round thing.
Yeah, like the Hoovers you can get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But here's the thing, right? So it was mowing her lawn. This little thing. But she was following it.
Oh.
Which...
Isn't that pointless?
Surely that defeats the point. And at one point, it missed a bit, so she had to pick it up and put it back. No, that can't be right. Robots are meant to make things easier for
us. That's like having a dog and pooing on the lawn yourself.
I don't love mowing my lawn, actually. I hate it, but I enjoy it more. I hate it less than when I had a fly mower. All my life, I've used a fly mower, right? And, God, I spent a bit of money, not a lot, about £160, got a heavy lawnmower.
That's what I'm talking about. It's the
heavy lawnmower, not a tractor. Heavy lawnmower. It does do the stripes. I don't really care about the stripes, but it does do the stripes. But my stripes, have you seen, Catherine, are wonky.
Yeah.
They're like Ben's. It's like a rainbow, which is cool. But because with the fly mower, it's like you push it back, forward, backwards, trying to get it. This one, you just walk in a straight line. Boom, that's done. Turn it around, walk in a straight line. What would normally take me over an hour, I can do in 15 minutes. Sweet. It's incredible.
Nice action.
Absolutely.
When it comes to lawnmowers and irons, you want heaviness. It saves you work in the long run.
Hello, Chuck. Sorry, it's a bit noisy.
Because you join me on the world exclusive, John Wayne.
Oh, it's Chuck Winkle, the news correspondent. Okay, Chuck, but it's very, very noisy, Chuck.
I'm afraid I'm in my car and I'm in hot pursuit.
You're in hot pursuit?
You can hear me?
Only very faintly.
I'm shouting my loudest.
I can't knock into any of that.
You're shouting Malalani.
Salamala, are you? What are you doing? You're following Malala?
No, I am in Habesiot.
Habesiot?
Unexplained flying object.
A UFO? Okay, fine. Well, what is... tell us where you are and what you can see.
I intercepted it on Abraham Lincoln Way on the corner of Broad Street.
Okay, this is in America, yeah?
Just outside Atlanta, Mississippi.
Okay, yep.
It is what I can only describe as a cluster of lights flying through the sky.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm in half a shot of it, and I think it's very much going to be an alien.
Okay, how long have you been following it for?
I've been following it around about 1 hour, 34 minutes.
Is it not? Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is it the sun?
No, it's night time.
In America?
Yeah, over here in America, pitch black it is in sky.
Well, then that is very mysterious because it's nighttime over here in the UK. It should be daytime in America. So something very, very strange is going down, Chuck.
No, we're over on the East Coast.
Right, well, it's still daytime, mate. It's about 20 past five?
Yeah, it's where...
So something has happened, mate. Maybe you've lost a few hours or something has happened to you.
What I think has happened
I'm looking forward to hearing this, yes?
I'm actually in Bristol, United Kingdom.
Okay, thanks so much for your call there, Chuck. Can I ask you a question? Someone tried to raise this point on the James O'Brien show on LBC.
Go on.
And James refused to do it as a topic. Well, we do the topics on this show.
Is it what's your favourite wine gum?
We do the topics on this show that other stations and other hosts are too scared to touch.
Let's have it.
I'm going to write down a word and I want your pronunciation of it. How would you pronounce that word?
I know there are two. And
O'Brien was too scared to do this. I know what I would say, but I also know what I think is right.
Diplodocus.
Yeah, I think Diplodocus is right.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid, someone read a book about Danny the Diplodocus.
Diplodocus. I have said for my whole life, I have said Diplodocus. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, it was pointed out to me, it's Diplodocus. Now, I mean, really. So this is tonight's show. We need to ascertain the correct way to pronounce Diplodocus, Diplodocus. O'Brien wouldn't touch it. He's too busy doing Brexit. All right, mate. Well, all right, you've not done that every single day for the past 5 years. We haven't done this one before. So we're doing it. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number for all you beautiful boys and girls out there. Diplodocus, Diplodocus. I'm going to do a chart and... Diplodocus, we're going to write on this side.
I mean, I would understand both. I just come down on
Diplodocus on this side.
Diplodocus, it sounds more Greeky.
Okay, well, I'm going to put Diplodocus and one for Diplodocus. Okay.
Let's go to Noel Taylor. Noel, how would you say Diplodocus or Diplodocus?
Diplodocus. I don't even know what it means.
Okay, well, that's absolutely fine. It's one of the best, one of the top 10 dinosaurs.
Yeah, one of the, it's more of an across dinosaur than an up and down one.
Yeah. Hope that helps.
Right. How are you? Are you okay?
Happy.
And Kath, are you okay?
I'm happy.
Great.
Okay, what can we do for you, Noel? What bullshine have you got for us this evening?
I've got more information on a paradise earth.
Okay, let's do it. Why the hell not? Why the hell not? Christos Oresti, right. Let's do it. Is it any Greek listeners? I've been puzzling. Is it Christos Oresti or Christos Anexi? Anesti? Anexi? I should have asked.
I don't know.
Christo. 0344-499-1000. A lot of pronunciation questions this evening. It's going to be one of those shows, and I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for it to start. It hasn't started technically yet. I mean, literally, it started. Technically,
it's starting
it started.
Now. It's starting now.
OK, well, I think it's finishing now. But away you go, sir.
I've completed a Paradise Earth, and...
Wait, is it a game?
I'm celebrating. Yeah, I know. The first time it was Paradise Earth in the deserts, Ian.
Right.
And now it's a Paradise Earth for the rest of the world as well.
John Ass has blocked me, by the way, guys.
Oh,
latest update. John
news.
Ass has blocked me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, these things happen. These things happen.
So a Paradise Earth will be mainly made by putting mirrors strategically...
That's easy for you to say.
...on the light side of the moon.
Put your teeth in properly and try again, mate. He's breaking them in for his grandma. Away you go, caller.
A Paradise Earth will be made by putting mirrors strategically...
Yeah, one more try. If you mess it up on this one, you're out. Away you go.
A Paradise Earth will be mainly made by putting mirrors strategically on the light side of the moon, thus creating another sun. This would enable various nations to have a permanent summer, and most energy companies will cease to exist.
Hang on a minute. Sorry, can I stop you there, caller? Catherine,
yeah,
why are you showing me a mini spa?
Oh, just an advert just popped up. And
Catherine's
then
found a mini spa.
A blow-up hot tub.
Oh, it's blow-up hot tub. First of all, I don't want a hot tub. Secondly,
your boys,
I don't...
Your boys do.
No, my boys do, but I don't want to blow up one.
Look at them, they're happy in there.
I live in Leamington Spa.
How much? It's 50 quid. Reduced.
No, 349. It looked like it was 50 quid, but you save 50. That's where
goodbye.
They get you.
Goodbye. Carry on, caller. Carry on, caller.
Also, there will be daylight constantly, apart from the night.
Yes.
Per month. Per month. Yeah.
Okay.
Apart from one night per month. Sorry, I read that wrong.
Yeah.
Black people would be the master race.
No, I feel like we've kind of... You're telling us...
No, this is new.
But none of... Just get to the new bit then, because nothing you've said so far is new. We know that black people are going to be the master race. So
God
just get to the new bit.
God would control the clouds as
told
usual.
Us that. You've told us that. Just get to the bit...
No, I haven't. No, I've never told you
well,
that.
Well, hang on a minute. Well, hang on. But if God is going to control the clouds as usual, then we knew that.
Yeah.
We knew that. We know God controls the clouds. So tell us
new... That's essential to the invention, Ian.
It's not... OK, again, just thinking up a crazy idea doesn't make it an invention. But carry on.
All right, so the mirrors will be put in certain areas of the moon.
Told us
so that.
Yep.
So that nations such as Poland and Great Britain won't have a winter.
I think you've told us this.
When are the hedgehogs going to sleep?
Before. Sorry?
When are the hedgehogs going to sleep?
Nature would adapt.
It's taken them thousands of years to get to this point, and you're going to change it overnight. I mean, you stick a couple of mirrors up, that's game over.
Yeah, you can't. Nature doesn't adapt. You know, there's a part in Alaska where they don't get nighttime for 6 years, and then you have like a month of pure nighttime. And the murder rate and the suicide rate and the bestiality rate in that area is higher than anywhere else in the world. You need nighttime. You need nighttime. As Neil Diamond once sang, thank the Lord for the nighttime.
You would in certain areas such as Abu Dhabi, places that are really...
Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi.
Why?
Certain places that are really hot, they appreciate the night time. But the idea, my idea is very clever because, like I say, nations that don't want a winter, and why have night time anyway?
Well, so that you don't kill yourself or kill other people or have sex with an animal. That's why. That's why you need night time.
I like winter. I like wearing tights and boots. I like putting my scarf on. I like having different clothes on. I like coming in and having a hot bath. I like not being all sweaty. I like the winter. It's fun.
Listen, guys, as Neil Diamond once sang, here we go. Thank the Lord for the night time. Forget the day. A baby chase it away. Get a relaxation. Here we go. Hang on a second. Neil, let's speak to Neil Diamond. Neil, why? Why do we need the night time? What's so special about it? What's it for? Get a relaxation. Right. And it's time to groove. Well, I get relaxation and it's time to groove. So we need the night time, Noel, because as Neil says, we get a relaxation and it's a time to groove.
We need to groove.
We need to groove, Noel. So I'm afraid I'm out. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Introducing Talk Radio's incredible new super signing, Matthew Wright.
I'm Matthew Wright. Join me for my brand new show on Talk Radio. I'll be shaking up your afternoons with 3 hours of original current affairs conversation, unfiltered comment and irreverent opinion.
Putting the world to rights. The Matthew Wright Show. Tomorrow afternoon from 1.
Always look on the right side of life.
On Talk Radio.
Do-do. 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 Aren't you supposed to be whistling?
Well, I thought...
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. New listening figures are out for the show. It's not good. Only 500 listeners.
Oh.
Only 500 listeners.
That's 10 more than last year.
Exactly. So I'm taking that as a management. Only 500. Every one of you, I thank you. All 500, I shall be coming round and knocking on your door and cleaning your windows. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Andrew. Good evening, Andrew.
Ian, the answer is Diplodocus.
Then for Diplodocus, okay. I've got two for Diplodocus and two for Diplodocus.
I checked on Google pronunciation.
Your vote doesn't count, Andrew. Your vote has been... Catherine, would you like to tell him why his vote is no longer valid?
Is it because I looked it up?
No. Try again. What was it that you said? Let's have a look.
Google pronunciation.
If only...
Google what now?
If only there was a word, pronunciations.
What?
No such word, Andrew.
Is there not?
No. Oh! You mean pronunciations.
Oh, I see. Touché.
Touché Turtle! At your Touché service, sir!
Brilliant show.
And do you know what? Yeah, I'm a generous guy. I'm going to keep your vote. Okay. Your vote stands, because I'm a great guy.
But just note to everyone who is fortunate enough to be listening now, because you'll stop embarrassing
yourselves.
The
other 499. Although Andrew may not be a listener, so we just
can
don't
you
know.
File
oh, no, I am.
Can you file pronunciation along with mischievous?
Yes.
Okay, deal.
Words that don't exist.
Ian, I've got a question for you.
But Skellington and Chimbley do work. Go on, yes. Andrew, wait, I'm sorry, Andrew, yes. Go.
I took my 9-year-old to watch Shazam on the weekend based on your recommendation, and it was brilliant.
Oh, but do you know what? He had absolutely a tone in his voice there, Catherine, that made me think he was going to ask for a refund. Did you hear that tone?
No, I didn't.
Did you? Oh, you the 9-year-old, remind me, it's a girl, isn't it?
Boy.
Boy, that's right.
He absolutely, he hasn't stopped talking about it since he came out.
Forget the boy. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I did. I really did.
Oh, I'm so glad, mate. Honestly, I cannot rave about that movie enough. It's just...
No, I told... Yeah, sorry.
Go on. I was just going to say, I just think it's perfect. The perfect mix of action, heartwarming. There were some bits that were scary. My boys were a little bit scared. Humour, superhero. It's just wonderful.
We went to see it this weekend.
And
I didn't realise, but I'd bought ticket. I thought the tickets were expensive. I'd bought tickets for this different way of showing films where it comes up the side walls as well.
IMAX.
I think it's called 2X or something. And it was kind of pointless, but at the same time, interesting.
You dug it though, Andrew.
Oh yeah, it was great. And my little boy, I told my little boy that I got the recommendation from you, and he said, "Oh, that guy on the radio," he said, "ask him if there's going to be a sequel."
Well, I'm glad that. What's your son's name? If you don't mind sharing it, if you don't want to share it, that's
William, and he's nine.
William, listen, that's a great question, William, and I can exclusively reveal on this show that there is a very high chance of a Shazam 2. There is also a very, very high chance of Shazam popping up in a future Justice League movie. These things...
Oh, that would be awesome.
These things are all very, very likely. I can't tell you how I know that, but I do know that. So
you're on the inside.
I know, I'm a showbiz.
One other quick thing I wanted to say is I'm very excited to have ordered a T-shirt.
Oh, which one did you go for?
Oh, I went for the black motorcycle club one.
I told you, Catherine, that's the most popular one.
Well, everyone likes scooters.
There we go. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, hopefully, you should, if all goes to plan, you're going to have that, and the card is going to come in the same package. You should have it all by the end of the week.
Okay, and may I suggest that if you want to push more people towards that website, then at a risk of sounding like a pervert, a cat should definitely model more. With her she put a photo on which drove me towards the website, let's say.
Okay. Just Kath should do the modelling, or I can wear clothes and have a camera pointed
at
me.
It's not just about wearing them.
I can wear them.
It's the certain style that she's got, you see, which drives.
Okay, you're a sexist pig, Andrew. You're a dinosaur. Get out of here. We don't want any of that. He's a dinosaur. I'm sorry, Catherine. I'm so sorry, my love.
I know how to work.
No, I'm so sorry, my love, that you were patronised there by that absolute pig. You are a beautiful bit of skirt, and to be spoken to like that, I think, is disrespectful. Because you, let me just say this, listeners, right? Don't disrespect my best mate, Catherine. Right? She is the best producer I've ever worked with in my life. And when I say that, I mean she makes a cracking cup of cough. Cracking cup of decaf cough. And this is running out, actually, Catherine. So please don't phone up with your sexist patriarchy. I'm good at this. Don't phone up with your sexist patriarchy. She's great, right? She's got a great rack. She makes a great cough. And she is my best buddy. So guys, fellas, lads, just tone it down a little bit, all right? Because this one thinks as well. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.